You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO, 10:09 in the morning. Wow. That was a Rock Garden Radio set right there. And let's just start with the last one there. It's Tiger Bomb from their Sugar Buzz release in 2022. That was Tell Me Four. And Adam, that was so different than Linda Mandolin's song that we started off with, wasn't it?
Very different, yeah. But both cool songs. Tiger Bomb is such a great band.
From Portland, Maine, man.
Oh, yeah. I DJed a show up at Geno's in Portland, Maine. And yep. They were on the... on the bill that night, and they were just amazing. Yeah,
fantastic, yeah, stuff. Band. And just before that, Little Billy Lost from 2023's release called, it's actually a single called Shout, and that was an old song that they had laying around, and the great Todd Erickson from Rock Garden Records took that and made that just come alive. So that was Little Billy Lost and Shout. Jennifer Taft and the Strange from her fantastic release this year called Strange Beginnings, that was Should Have Known Better. Rocking, huh?
Oh, that was rocking, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing her live tonight when I'm DJing at the Rock Garden show. I've never seen her live before, so I'm excited for that. Yeah,
tonight, 6 to 11 p.m. over at the Warehouse 11 in Somerville, the second night of the Rock Garden Radio Extravaganza. Don't miss it. Second song was Hummingbird Syndicate, a little bit different for them. It's a 2016 release on a record called Pop Tricks. That was Guitar Star. How much fun was that?
Oh, it was.
It was not the band you saw last. I mean, it was not like what they played last night, I know.
No, it wasn't. But, they were a great band. I was blown away by them last night. I knew nothing about them. They came on stage and
loved
it. I was like, well, who are these guys? I love them. Yeah.
And then Robin Lane. started us off with New Noise, Man yeah. Like You. Again, an older song that I don't think was a release before, and working with Todd Erickson over at Rock Garden and brought that to life, Man Like You, Robin Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let me just take a second. We have a live day here at WMFO, and back on June 1st, we had a bunch of people playing live, and one of them was the great Andrea Gillis. So she played right behind me here in Studio A with her husband, Mark. This is an acoustic version of their great song. From Live Day, this is Leave the Light On. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, I'm going to start over.
Yeah, I did.
Don't stop.
No, I'm going to start the intro.
I knew I was going to do it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you remembered, because I can't remember it. One, two, three, four. I'm counting myself in, sorry.
Okay. Don't know what you have. I can get a bit by bit. To understand, I'm gonna keep your love close at hand. You make it all go away. Leave the light on, leave the light on for me. Leave the light on, leave the light on for me. Leave it here while you crash. You don't know what you got, but you got it bad. Turn it off to what you can. Give it all away. Give it all. Close my tab and give it all away. Give it all away. Leave the light on, leave the light on for me.
Turn the light on.
Leave the light on, leave the light on
Nice going, guys. 10:15 in the morning. That was just a great live version of Leave the Light On by Andrea Gillis and her husband Mark from Live Day that happened back on June 1st. All right, before we get into the next set, I just want to mention that a friend of ours, a drummer around here that we all knew and loved, Matt Burns, he passed away a couple of months ago, and we're just getting the chance to remember him. There's a memorial show for him that's going to be hosted by Dan Anklin and Larry Newman. It's happening tomorrow. That is July 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Barn in Davis Square. Lots of his friends coming out to play and remember Matt, including Frank Rowe, Larry Newman, Spike, Captain Easy Chord with Schlemiel, Kenny Highlands Air Force, Classic Ruins, the Reverend Joseph Fagan and his Deacons of Love, Vogon Poets, Shiny Beasts, and Crow Follow. They're all going to be there tomorrow at the Barn remembering Matt Burns. You can get tickets at the Barn like you always do at 24-hour concerts. Please don't miss this one. Remembering a really nice soul here from Boston. Rest in peace, Matt Burns. Okay, we have one more set to go, starting off the 10 o'clock hour here. It's almost 20 after. What am I talking about? I'm so used to doing that. But I've got a set, then we're going to do another one from DJ Sherman. But first, this set is bookended by local artists. Nothing better than that. Starting off with Happy Little Clouds and finishing off with Speed Fossil with a bunch of good stuff in the middle. New noise from Happy Little Clouds. I've seen this live. First time I heard it recorded. This one's brand new noise, and it's called Lungs, right here at WMFO.
somebody can be found. It's a deadlock, and the victims multiply. Thank you.
It's raining, rain. It She was 27 years old. She got in her car and took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
She's picking out the perfect dress tonight, ready to find her Mr. Right. And you know you're not the one. She feels the good inside you is gone.
Ten 10:38 in the morning here at WMFO. I'm Mike. He's Adam. Hello again.
Hello again.
All right. So quickly, we heard Happy Little Clouds as New Noise to start that off. Brand new track from them called Lungs. Love that. Remembering John Mayall, he just passed this past week. He was 90 years old. So my friend Tom Ruprecht reminded me of that. And I found this great track from a record of theirs called Talk About That, called The Devil Must Be Laughing, along with Joe Walsh. How great was that? That was just great to hear. Rest in peace for sure, Mr. Mayall. A lot of happiness over the years from his guitar playing. Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band, a UK band, a new album that came out called Loophole. That was Ciao Ciao Bambino. I loved that. Luna had the second to last song in the set from 2005's Rendezvous record that was Speed Bumps, and just heard new noise from Speed Fossil from their latest called Room with a View, Volume 1, that was She's Doing Fine. All right, it's time. We're going to do the other five songs from Mr. Adam Parr here, a.k.a. DJ Sherman. Let's talk through these. The first one, band called The Stairs.
The Stairs, yeah, funny one. The guy, Edgar Jones, he was a bass player for the Bunnymen for a little bit, and he just created this band called The Stairs and produced a couple of songs, and they disappeared, but this is just an amazing, amazing track from the mid-90s.
It's called Weed Bus.
It's called Weed Bus. It's about the night bus in Liverpool.
There you go.
Traveling the night bus in Liverpool is what the song's about.
Okay.
Then there's The K's. They're a new band out of the UK. Really good. They got a new album out, and I believe this is the first single off their new album. It came out a couple of months ago. New young kids coming up. I'll skip one. We're playing The Rifles. It's the fourth song. I'll go back to the third one. And they're a great band. They've got a new album out, but this is actually off their first album. UK band that supported Paul Weller, very kind of in the jam genre.
I love The Rifles very
much. Yeah, they're a great band, but this is off their first album. It's a slow one because a lot of the stuff's going to be rocky, so I think I'd slow it up a little bit.
Okay.
And then the last band, again, is called Bilk. If anyone knows what the English term Bilk means, it is Run Away From A Cab Without Paying.
Oh.
That's what the band's named after. But it's a rock song called R&R, and it just got released a couple of months ago. A new song. We'll go back to number three. Interesting one. It's a soul song. We're going Motown. It's a little change of direction.
Love that.
It's a song by Frank Wilson. There's a weird phenomenon in England called Northern Soul. And what Northern Soul is, it grew up in the 70s, and it was a bunch of English DJs coming to Detroit, picking up unreleased, very rare soul, flying back to England and playing it in clubs, and it took off, and it was all a phenomenon in Northern England, and it got nicknamed Northern Soul. And everyone would come from all over the country
to
experience these rare records that were, some of them were just releases that were flops, and some were never released, and Motown and some other Detroit labels. Now, this particular one is kind of effervescence of that scene back in the 70s. My sister actually went to one of the nightclubs they called the Wigan Casino, which is one of the most famous Northern Soul clubs in England. And this tune, it was never released. There was two original pressings of it. And so there's only two original copies. One is warped, and one is in perfect condition, and it sold recently for by, I think, $50,000 to $100,000.
Kidding.
Some crazy thing. And strangely enough, Bruce Springsteen somehow found out about this song and did a cover of it about 6 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the third song of the set by Frank Wilson called Do I Love You?
Yeah.
All right, this is awesome. Let's spin these songs, starting with a band called The Stairs and Weed Bus. This is Adam's second set right here at WMFO.
Yeah. to expand. Oh, I'm so Austro-Hungarian, but he's not in my plans to be your next friend, so I'll leave. And our eyes meet in the middle, and I finally start to doubt you, and I take a step closer, and I start to doubt myself too, but he's not in my plans to be your next friend, so I'll leave. And I'll force myself to say no, oh, I'll force myself to say no, oh, I'll force myself to say no, to save my life on the streets of Saturday. You fight that night. I took a wrong turn west, and I found myself lying with a hole in my chest. I took a wrong turn west, and I found myself lying with a hole in my chest. Saturday.
As I walk up a street, I lift my head up, then I face ya. You look good and you smell sweet. It makes it harder to embrace ya. If I was back in primary, in a playground I would chase ya. But I'm not, I'm just me. No, you might be what I'm looking for, but my head won't function properly, and my feet don't move in time. And next week I'll forget probably, but today you blow my mind. And as we talk, I go all red, and I'm feeling like a school kid. All these thoughts that fill my head, I bet I'd say something stupid. Just play it cool and keep it calm, and remember what your mother said. Now boy, just use your charm. But all that good advice gets lost somewhere, 'cause my mouth just won't work right today, or my head is full with lines. If only I could find the words to say, we could spend a lifetime. Spend a lifetime. Spend a lifetime. Spend a lifetime. Spend a
Adam, what have you done? You've like rocked the place out to end your set there.
I did, yeah. The walls came tumbling down, I think.
That's crazy.
That one up.
That's crazy. That was, again, Bilk is the band. R&R is the single. Came out just last year.
No, this year. Like.
Oh, this is wrong then. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yikes. That was crazy. That was called R&R, as in rock and roll, I imagine. See how smart I am? The Rifles, just before that, from a 2015 record called No Love Lost. There's a remaster of Spend a Lifetime. I knew that song. I love The Rifles. Frank Wilson. Boy, that was great to hear some Motown and crazy story about that. Just two were done. So I got that from a compilation called The Complete Motown Singles Volume 5, 1965. That was Do I Love You? Yes, I Do. The K's and Sarajevo from 2024's I Wonder If the World Knows record. And started off with The Stairs and Weed Bus. Thank you so much. That was great stuff.
Yeah, I mixed it up a little bit. Definitely a few different genres.
It was really fun. It was really fun. Yeah. All right, so at 10:58, I have time for one more song. I'm going to leave you with Cherry from Linnea's Garden. She debuted here last week, and then we'll talk with something about the Women's Jane, who's on next. This is WMFO.